Daniel Milstein is CEO of Gold Star Sports Management. He is Nikita Soshnikov's agent. He also represents several NHL players, including Nikita Zaitsev with the Toronto Maple Leafs. And Daniel Milstein joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm going to ask you, first of all, and I made this point when the clause came out. I thought this is a genius clause to put in a contract. And I kind of wished if I had an agent, he could get a clause in a contract like that, because, you know, look, the agent's job is to look after the player, and every player's career is finite, and you want to maximize your player's ability to earn as much money as possible, frankly, in a shorter period of time. But having said that, as we got closer to the date, Daniel, was there any concern in your part that this might create some friction with Lou and Mike and Brendan, or was everybody kind of on board about this?
Well, first off, thank you for having me on your show. As far as the contract, I was not the original agent who negotiated Nikita's contract, so I don't want to take a credit for it.
Okay.
But it is very customary for European players to have a European assignment clause in their contracts. So this is, it's nothing, you know, nothing's new. As far as Lou Lamoriello and I have a great working relationship, I never doubted that they would do the right thing for Nikita. You know, as you know, in the organization, I have Nikita Zaitsev, Renat Valiev, obviously Nikita Soshnikov, and I had Alexei Marchenko during his short stay with the Toronto Maple Leafs. So going back, is I believe that Nikita has earned the right to be in the NHL, that he is an NHL player. I mean, look at his stats. I mean, he had a great AHL season so far. I mean, he played 14 games. He had 12 points, 5 goals, 7 assists. He ended up plus 8. So I believe that he has earned the right to be called up and to be part of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Saying that, though, there's not a lot of room up here in Toronto with the big club. So where do you see him fitting in, and how, like, is this good for his development to be sitting and only playing a handful of games, or what do you see here?
Well, you know, certainly a great question, but I think Mike Babcock and Lou Lamoriello would be able to answer this better than I can. You know, obviously all Nikita wants to do is play and develop as a player. Like I said, I trust in Lou, and I think he's going to do what's right for the player and for his development going forward.
How did, you know, as Nikita was playing with the Marlies and aware that this date was coming up, and I'm sure, you know, Nikita can look around and go, he saw how much faith the Leafs had in him last year, how much faith Mike Babcock had in him last year. Was there any concern in his part as this date got closer and closer, you know, or was he able to continue to, I mean, the numbers would suggest he was able to continue to focus on what he was doing with the Marlies and not get too far ahead of himself. But because, you know, Daniel, I've often thought for guys, especially for a guy in a position like that, when you're playing in the American Hockey League in the same city as the big team, I mean, you're literally a couple of minutes drive, depending on traffic, from the big team. I've always sort of thought that must be kind of hard to maintain focus.
Well, I mean, look at Nikita's stats. I mean, he's a true professional, he is, he's always in the gym. He's always working out. He's always practicing, watching video, learning from others to be a better player. So, I've had the meeting with, I've had numerous conversations, with the Toronto Maple Leafs, we basically knew that he was going to earn a spot on the team. We didn't know when. Quite honestly, I didn't know last night that Maple Leafs were calling him up. The last time I spoke with Lou about Nikita was middle of October, I think October 20th, give or take. I had an update meeting with him on most of my guys. Nikita was one of the guys that we have had a conversation on. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had any conversations with Lou Lamoriello since October 20th. Regarding Nikita, like I said, I've had other conversations, but never brought up Nikita Soshnikov. We basically knew that the day was going to come, and Nikita's job was to play well and show everybody. He understands that nothing is given. It is earned in Toronto, and basically, you know, he just concentrated on his game.
I know that there was a deadline of today and something had to happen, obviously. But you have a big role to play here. I mean, he's only 22 years. He's very young and you have to guide him as his agent. Had this not happened and had he not been brought up, was there interest in him to go back?
Well, Nikita is actually 24 years old, not 22.
Oh,
and,
sorry.
I have conversations with most of my players, if not all of them, on a daily basis. So, obviously we've discussed different possibilities, but Nikita wants to play in the NHL. He came to North America a few years back, fully understanding and knowing that it would not be easy, that it would be hard. Look, if it was easy, everybody would do it. But he gave up his KHL career and came to try to play for the Toronto Maple Leafs and basically rose through the American Hockey League system. So he's a true warrior. If he wanted to go back to Russia, he could have. But there is a reason why he's been working so hard here over the last couple of years, trying to earn a spot, an opportunity to be an NHL player.